This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good Friday morning to you. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Mike Preston. What's going on, Michael?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Doing well, Mike. Last week, the Ravens were run out of their own building against the Houston Texans team. A Texans team that's not awful, but aren't nearly as talented as the Los Angeles Rams team that the Ravens are going to face on Sunday. I'm giving them little chance to none. Make it a little bit more optimistic than me, please.
Sorry, not going to happen, buddy. I saw what happened last week. I mean, they got Ricard back in Marlon Humphrey, but I don't see it happening. They're still missing some people, and especially number 8, and that's major for them. And I'm pretty sure they were humiliated last week, and I'm pretty sure they're going to play it better this week, but I don't know if that's good enough to beat the Rams, especially a team that didn't play until last Thursday. That's a tough one too.
Well, we can end the conversation here because I think I feel the same way. But for the sake of argument, what do you do about Puka Nacua? He's leading the NFL in receiving yards. They look unstoppable in that pass game. He's an incredible route runner, and our secondary looks confused. How's this going to go?
Pray. You got to pray. I don't see any matchups there. I mean, the best guy they got on the back end is Wiggins. Nate Wiggins, second-year player. But I'm not sure he can handle him, and especially when they put him in motion. And if they run him in motion and they have Marlon Humphrey on him, that's a mismatch problem. We've seen that the past 2 weeks where they put him in motion, challenge him on the outside, Humphrey, and then take advantage of him. It would be interesting to see what they scheme up. I'm pretty sure the Rams have looked at the tapes the last two games and said, kind of found their weakness here. This is what's going on. So let's see if the Ravens can counter. Maybe they just come out and say, hey, Nate Wiggins, you follow this guy all over the field. Wherever he goes, you go. All right? I could see that. I would understand that. And if it happens, great for them. But stay in status quo, they can't do that. They can't just keep coming out playing the same defense, that zone where they're letting guys blow them up. That can't happen anymore.
Hey, Mike, I guess a lot of people are talking about the rain that we could get on Sunday, and will that be a great equalizer? What do you think? Does the weather have a huge impact, and does that favor the Ravens?
Well, it better get some wind. Mm-hmm. You know, it just can't be rain, but it needs to have some wind blowing in and out of the stadium. But I don't see that being a big factor. I just think the Rams are a better football team. That's the bottom line to it all. And the Ravens have struggled all season. I'll ask you guys a question. In what area have you seen this team not struggle in the last 2 weeks? Special teams, offense, defense. They're struggling, and somewhere or another, it has to turn. I don't think it turns against the Rams.
Yeah, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. All right, Mike, you say you don't think it turns against the Rams. You got a score for us?
30, I think I picked 30-23 mm-hmm. Rams. I'm not even sure the Ravens can score 23 points. And Rob, let me throw this at you, too. All right, and everyone keeps talking about how bad the defense is, and it is. All right, but how about some creativity with this offense? How about giving me some Stewart passing routes? Give me some reverses, double reverses. Give me some flea flickers. Give me something.
Desperation.
Yeah, because you are desperate. Yeah. You cut OA Tuesday. You are desperate. Okay, you're looking for answers, and I love that they did that. That's a great move because it sends notice. We're not tolerating any more of this. You guys better step up, and if you don't, we'll trade you. We'll get rid of you. But I like that move. That's a desperate team, but that's what you do when you're desperate.
Mike, tell us all about your podcast.
Podcast is Jerry Coleman. It's every Tuesday. We shoot a Tuesday morning, and then it's in the evening time. I mean, in the afternoon comes out, and Chip Franklin is the guy who does the production. And it's going pretty well so far.
Yeah, Be More Sports Pod is the name of it, man. You can find it.
So check it out, and you can get it on YouTube and whatever place you want to go and see it. It's up.
Thanks all a right. lot. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, guys, Mike. Thanks.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Mike said, 30-something to 23, and he doesn't know the Ravens could score 23.
Well, they couldn't score that last week. I mean, this is just, I said, as bad as we've seen it in, since they've been here probably. Maybe, not the first year in the league, but I don't see how they win the game, quite honestly. It's hard if I'm going to be honest with myself. I'm hopeful that the running game gets going, Ricard back, and but what? I just don't. It's going to be one of those things. Okay, so hypothetically, the offense gets back somewhat on track, minus Lamar Jackson, and they have a good day. They rush over 200 yards on the ground. All right. The Rams are probably going to score like 38, 40 points. I don't see how you're going to stop these guys with what we've seen.
I mean, you are getting some pieces back, which should help.
But who's back on defense?
What, Kyle Hamilton should? We're talking about him possibly being back?
Possibly, right?
So Marlon Humphrey difference. Possibly being back. The addition of the safety that they added Gilbert. From the Chargers. I'm looking at it, and again, you get some pieces back on offense, too. I think they're going to play better than what people think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it'll be enough. Like I said, I'm going to pick them to win just to be that guy.
I don't think they'll lay down like they did on Sunday, for sure, Ed Jeremy. I agree with that. They'll play better than they did Sunday. If they don't, then...
then what are we doing?
Season's over. Season's over. If they come out and duplicate that crap show that they had last Sunday, the season's over because they're done. They don't want any more. It's Cancun on three for them.
Well, I mean, so far with the Rams this year, and they are good, don't get me wrong, they've had somewhat of an interesting season to start off against the Texans, and what was that, a 14-9 win? Or that's preseason, excuse me. No, that was the game. Then they faced the Titans 33-19. Rams lose to the Eagles 33-26. That's a game they should have won. And now I guess when we're looking at the Eagles, maybe people are starting to see what I saw with them, that there's just something off. Rams beat the Colts in a close game, and Adonai Mitchell drops the ball on the 1-inch line like goofball DeMarcado did last week. And then they lose to the 49ers. The thing that's like, looking at this from a gambling standpoint, you've got the Rams coming off of extra rest, coming off of a tough loss in the division, going on the road to face a team that looks like they can't stop a nosebleed. There's no reason to pick the Ravens.
But you do.
Give me the Ravens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.